去年看新闻的时候呢，看了一个很有趣的、很特别的一段新闻。
Last year when I was watching the news, I found some interesting news.
这个新闻呢，就是讲到了在我们 Minneapolis 西边的一个地区，常常有人进房子里面偷窃。
There was some news about west side of Minneapolis. There's always some burglar breaking for some robbery.
但是呢，他这个贼呢，他进去又不偷钱，也不偷珠宝，什么都不偷。
But this robber broke into the house and actually didn't steal any money nor jewelry.
他只偷一样东西。
There's only one thing that this robber was looking for.
你知道是什么呢？
Do you know what that is?
不是 passport.
不是
passport.
Passport. Oh, no, not passport.
偷药。
Stealing medication.
所以呢，这个这些警察呢，一直就是盯着这个案很紧呢。
So the police really kept an close eyes on this case.
有一次这个贼呢，他去偷东西的时候呢，就刚好给警察发现了。
So one time this burglar was actually caught in the act.
所以呢，这些警察就一直追这个贼。
So the police was chasing after this burglar.
最后这个贼把追他的警察的名字叫出来，求他，你不要追我了。
So at the end, this burglar called out the name of the policeman and actually asked him to stop chasing me.
因为他也是一个警察。
Because he himself was a policeman.
因为他呢吃这些止痛药吃的上瘾了。
Because he was actually addicted to some of these painkillers.
所以呢，他虽然他明知偷药了是犯法的。
So knowing that actually burglary is against the law.
其实他知道他这样子做呢，其实是破坏他一生的前途。
He knew that actually by doing this, he would ruin his own life's future.
但是最后他也是去偷了。
But in the end, he still went and commit all these burglary.
如果你曾经认真的去面对瘾友的时候呢
？So if you actually indeed face temptation,
你可以都可以明白的，就是。罪其实是好像一个很有力的一个主人一样。
You can recognize that sin is actually a very powerful master.
他可以在不同的方面去控制人。
He can actually control a lot of aspects of man.
有一些人呢，就是他不停的购物。
Some actually addicted to shopping.
有些人可能就是喝酒啊。
And some addicted to liquor.
有些人呢就是怨恨
and some hatred.
有些人就是骄傲
and some pride.
这个不单只是在非基督徒里面，其实在基督徒里面也是一样。
Not only is this prevailing in the non-Christian, also within Christians as well.
保罗曾经在罗马书第七章里面呢，他说，我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离这垂死的身体。
Paul at one point is actually saying that this is so painful. Who can actually relieve me from this sin?
世界上有没有一样东西呢？比罪更强呢
？Is there one thing in this world that actually is stronger than the sin?
还是呢？罪只是我们的咒恩呢？主耶稣给我们的咒恩呢？就好像一个我们说好像一个橡皮擦一样，就是一个 eraser 一样。
Or is this the grace that's given to us by Jesus Christ like an eraser?
就是其实我们信耶稣的人还是一样的，就是你迷，但是我们每一次犯罪的时候呢，我们只是回去耶稣里面，他猜一猜，那么我就解决我们的罪。
Or is it we commit the sin and then you come before Jesus Christ and he will just use the eraser and erase it and actually our sins are gone?
圣经里面所讲的成圣忏活是不是真的能够做得到呢？
So is the kind of sanctified life spoke about in the scripture something that we can achieve?
还是呢这个只有我们死后见到耶稣的时候我们才成圣呢？
Or is it something that we don't cannot accomplish until we die and actually see Jesus Christ?
我们感谢神，因为呢真的有一样事情呢比罪更强。
We thank the Lord that indeed there is one thing that actually is stronger than sin.
这个就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And that is the grace of Jesus Christ.
他真的能够改变人，使我们不犯罪。
And he indeed can actually change man so we won't sin again.
那么保罗就开始在罗马书五章十二节里面开始告诉我们这宝贵的真理。
And Paul began to tell us in the book of Romans chapter 12 about this unchanging salvation.
我们如果要胜过罪，你必须要了解的罪是怎么来的。
If we want to overcome sin, we need to know where sin comes from.
所以呢，十二节五章十二节呢，圣经就说，只就如罪是从一人入了世界时，又是从罪来的。于是时就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And in verse 12 it said, therefore as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death came to all people because all sin.
在十二节里面呢，有两个很重要的事实。
There are two very important fact, pieces of fact in within the verse 12.
第一，就是他讲到这个义人呢，其实就是讲到亚当。一个人
When he actually talk about one man, he meant Adam.
他就是把罪跟死呢，带进这个世界。
He brought sin and death into this world.
在罗马书里面，当他讲到罪和死呢，他不是只是一个好像一个会发生的事情，只是他就好像一个势力控制人一样。And not just an event, but it is like a power control man.
Okay. So it just is sin entered the world through not just like an event, but also, but it's actually a form of power controlling man.
因为在第五章里面呢，讲到罪跟死呢，他会做王的。
And in chapter 5, we talk about sin and death will reign like a king.
所以呢，他就好像一个定律一样。
So he was almost like a law. Law.
嗯哼。那么就是亚当把这个罪跟死的定律带进这个世界。
So Adam brought out the sin and death is almost into this world like the law.
那么也把它带进人类里面。
And actually brought that into also humankind.
第二件事情在十二节里面呢，他讲到。我们今天为什么每一个人都要面对死亡呢？他讲了一句话，因为众人都犯了罪。
And the second thing is because a man also have to face death because we all have sinned.
保罗讲这句话的意思呢，不是讲到我们好像亚当一样犯了罪。
Paul talk about this is not like because he want to say that we are like Adam when we committed sin.
他是说我们在亚当身上一同犯罪。
But because we actually committed sin just like really through Adam.
我相信呢，你听到这里呢，你马上反对。
I trust that when you actually hear this, you might object.
怎么可能呢？我还没出生，我就通过亚当犯罪吗
？How can it be? I have not even been born yet, then I actually would sin through Adam.
那保罗呢？他没有跟我们去辩这个事情是对还是不对。
Paul didn't argue, debate with us whether or not this is a right thing or wrong thing.
他只是在十三、十四节里面去解释，拿一个证据去解释。
He only tried to use evidence to explain to us through verse 13 and 14.
十三、十四节说：没有律法以之先，罪已经在世上；但是没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连解释不与亚当犯了一样罪过的也在他权下。
And then to sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law, nevertheless death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come.
这两句话呢, 其实的意思是这样子,
the meaning of these verses is as follows.
就是, 他的意思就是无论这个罪算不算罪呢，罪的存在是很明显的。
Regardless whether or not sin is considered sin, sin's presence is very obvious.
罪的存在的证据呢，就是我们每一个人都面对死亡，就证明我们每一个人都犯过罪了。The
evidence is that sin brought out death, and therefore all have sinned.
所以呢，所以保罗是拿一个证据，就是我们无论你是 就是无论你是成人还是小孩，还是其实你都要面对死亡，你就知道，因为死亡是犯罪的一个后果嘛，所以你就知道其实我们众人都犯了罪。Regardless
whether or not you're a child or you're adult, you're all going to face sin. Therefore, we see that this is evidence that we have sinned.
那可能这个观念对了，对你来说是很新，但是呢，保罗这样子解释呢，却 可以解释了我们世上的一个现象。It
may be perhaps it's a new concept to you, but Paul actually explained the phenomena that we have.
那我们就知道罪的后果，犯罪的后果就是死了。So
we all know the consequence of sin is death.
那么你必须要有能力犯罪，你才你有能力去做确定，你才有能力去犯罪，是不是？
So therefore, we need to have the ability to make decision in order to sin.
那么一个小孩，一个特别就是这些婴孩，这些可能还在妈妈的肚子里面的，他们却没有这个能力去这个自由意志的能力去做确定啊。
So you might say that a baby who is still in the mother's womb do not have the free will to make a decision.
如果一个人呢，他生下来是一个无辜的人的时候，或者他，那么就是说他没有可能会死的，又等他长大到一个地步，他能够做确定的时候，他犯罪了，他才会死嘛，这个是。
So you may argue that someone who actually is born and lacks the ability to make the decision, therefore, that's not quite sinful yet.
所以，因为他没有犯过罪，他就不应该不会死的，是不是？
So therefore, he has not sinned. Therefore, you know, should not die.
但是我们却发现，只是我们每个人都知道，只是在妈妈肚子里面的，只是刚刚出生的婴孩，他是一样可以死的。
But we all know that actually the baby just first came out of the mother's womb can still die.
这就证明呢，我们人出生的时候呢，已经是一个犯过罪的人了，要不然我们不会死。So
therefore it leads to the fact that actually the man, the person who is born, would already be sinful because they actually can die.
所以呢，这个就是罗马书5章12节，其实呢，我们 讲到原罪的观念呢，就是根据罗马书5章12节这句圣经。
So when we talk about the original sin, that refers to Romans 5:12.
那么呢，我们一般是怎么了解人怎么可能在亚当身上犯罪呢？
So how do we actually understand that how can man actually be sinful through Adam?
一般呢有两个解释。There
are normally two explanations.
第一个解释呢，就是亚当是人类的代表啊。The
first one is Adam is a representative from humankind.
好像我举一个例子呢，就是当第二次世界大战的时候呢，日本的皇帝他最后接受投降了。
So when, for example, in the Second World War, the Emperor of Japan, at the end, actually surrendered.
虽然其他的日本人呢，这些军人呢，他没有投降，但是因为这个皇帝是他们的代表，他接受投降的时候呢，全个国家就是投降。
So even though the, maybe the soldiers did not want to surrender, but the king, the emperor, as a representative for the entire nation, once he surrendered, the entire nation surrendered.
所以呢，这个就是一个代表的观念，其实在我们的社会，在我们日常生活里面呢，常常发生的。
So this is the concept of being a representative, and actually happens quite often in our daily lives.
但是呢，保罗在十二节的意思呢，彼此一个代表呢更重。
But what Paul is it, the role that Paul plays is actually far more than a representative.
他真的找到了我们，就是因为在亚当身上，所以我们犯罪。
He talked about because we actually came from Adam, and therefore we sin.
那么你就要看圣经里面呢，其实是有一个例子是这样子的。
And actually, indeed, there is an example like this in the Bible.
这个例子呢，就是在希伯来书第七章。
And this example is being talked about in the book of Hebrews chapter 7.
这个作者呢，他要证明一件事情。
The author wants to prove one thing.
他要证明呢，麦基洗德的祭司的等次是比起利未的祭司等次更高。
So he wanted to prove that the prophet, the priest, Melchizedek,
mm-hmm.
actually it's a play has a higher role than
Levi.
Mm.
所以呢，他就从圣经里面的一个故事去成为他的证据。
So he used a story in the scripture as his evidence.
就是在创世纪的时候呢，亚伯拉罕呢，就是利未的曾祖父，他曾经呢送礼物给这个麦基洗德。
So as an evidence, actually Abraham had actually provided gift to Melchizedek, which is the great grandfather of Levi.
那么呢，他就在第七章第希伯来书七章九到第十节里面呢，他就这样子做一个结论。
In Hebrews 7 verse 9 to 10, came to this conclusion.
圣经就说。 并且可说，那受了十分之一的利未，也是藉着亚伯拉罕立了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身上。So
one might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor.
他的理由就是因为利未在
So his reasoning is that because Melchizedek was presented by Abraham, so he also participated in this offering.
所以同样当亚当他犯罪的时候，因为全人类都在他身上，所以他犯罪的时候，我们也参与在这个罪里面。
So because Adam embodied the whole human race, so therefore when we commit a sin, we also sin.
所以亚当一次犯罪，就把我们整个人类呢，都可以再参与在这个罪里面。So
when Adam sinned, the whole humankind also participated in this sin.
我第一次了解这个真理的时候呢，我的反应就是太不公平了。
So when I first understood this truth, my reaction was, this is so unfair.
我们不是一人做事一人当吗?
So Chinese is saying that one man would actually bear the burden of his own action.
我都没有选择在亚当身上，他犯罪，你要将他的罪算在我的账上。
So I did not willingly participate with Adam, how can you actually put this debt on my bill?
虽然你可能有这样子的感觉，我现在没有了。At
that time, I actually maybe you feel that way, but now I don't feel this way.
原因就是当我明白后来这一段经文所解释的，我就觉得其实这个方法很便宜，这是很好啊，我觉得这个方法。So
once I recognized the second, I understood the second portion of this passage, then I thought this is actually a pretty good bargain.
你再回去看第五章十二节。
If you actually go back to look at chapter 5, verse 12,
中文圣经呢讲到解咒如。
The Chinese scripture says like this, therefore is sin is.
他说呢，罪就好像有一些有一 OK 解咒如的意思就是有一样东西好像罪剪纸的。
So it's almost like there's just one thing, just like sin.
那么在第五章的十四节呢，他又讲到另外一个事情，就是亚当乃是拿以后要来之人的预像。
And actually, in Romans 5:14, it's also talk about Adam, who's a pattern of the one to come.
所以呢，其实保罗呢在这边呢是做一个比较。
So, Paul, in a way, here is actually do a contrast or comparison.
所以如果我们看下一章的时候呢，你就会见到，其实他在做一个比较。这个比较是什么呢？他就让罪跟义，亚当跟耶稣做一个比较。
So he's doing more of a compare and contrast between sin and righteousness, and then in a way that Adam and Jesus.
耶稣刚好就是亚当的相反嘛。
Jesus, in a way, is the antithesis of Adam.
如果罪是剪纸，进入这个世界，罪是剪纸计算的时候呢，同样义也是剪纸计算。
So if you actually do count sin as this way, so is righteousness.
我不知道你信耶稣的时候有没有想过一个问题啊？
I don't know if you actually when you came to believe in Jesus Christ, if you actually had thought about this.
就是耶稣，我们知道圣经说他代替我们死嘛。
So we see in the scripture actually it died for our sake.
那么耶稣怎么可以一个人救全人类呢？
How can actually Jesus as one man save the entire human race?
不是一条命抵一条命吗？他怎么可以一条命抵我们这么多人的命呢？
Is it not one life for one life? And how can he actually win one life for the lives of many?
原因就是好像罪是怎么算的时候呢，义也是这样子算。
The reason for that is this, if you actually count sin this way, righteousness can be counted the same way.
我举一个例子帮助大家去了解。
I actually would propose one example to help us all understand this.
这个例子是解释因为我们在谁的身上呢就得到什么结果。
So this one example is like whoever, which represented by whoever that actually would bring about the same consequence.
那比方说有一个囚犯。
For example, there's one criminal.
他被判死刑了。
He'll be sentenced to death.
那么这个囚犯死之前呢，他就说：“我把我的眼睛呢捐给一个傻子好了。”
So before he died, he said, "I'm going to donate my eyes to someone who's blind."
所以呢，最后他就判死刑，那么他就死掉了。
So after the death sentence, he died.
但是后来有人反对。
So someone actually objected to that.
他说为什么这个眼睛 不需要死呢？
So how come your eyes don't have to die?
因为他判死刑的时候这个眼睛还在这个囚犯身上，为什么他现在不用死啊？
So when he was sentenced to death, the eye belonged to that body. How come the eye doesn't have to die?
那么法官最后就算了，说了。
So the judge finally said this.
这个眼睛不用死的原因呢，是因为这个眼睛现在不再在这个囚犯身上，已经移植到在这个傻子身上。
So the eye doesn't have to die because the eye no longer belongs to the criminal, but eye belongs to someone who's blind.
为什么耶稣一个人可以赎全世界的人的罪啊？
And how can Jesus as one person solve all the problem with sin for all humankind?
原因就是如果你相信耶稣的时候呢，神就把你从亚当的身上移植到耶稣的身上。
So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you actually have been removed from the Adams into Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣死的时候呢，我们也死了，耶稣复活的时候呢，我们也复活。
So therefore, just as Jesus died, we die. Just as when Jesus resurrected, we also get resurrected.
所以呢，当你有这个了解的时候呢，那么我们继续再看15到17节，这是罪跟恩典的比较。
So once you have this comprehension, then we can look at verse 15 and 17 to look at the contrast between sin and grace.
十五节他开始的时候就说，只是过犯不如恩赐。
The first when it first started in verse 15, it says just like.Gift is not like a trespass.
过犯在什么地方不如恩赐呢？
In what way does a trespass not like the grace or gift grace?
它是第一，就是它在能力上面是远远远超过恩赐的。
And the number one is in terms of power, it far transcends grace.
十五节说，若因一人犯的过犯，众人都死了。何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督之人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
So if many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ overflow to the many?
为什么恩典比罪更强啊？
How can actually grace can be stronger than sin?
罪是使人死的
，and sin can lead one man to death.
但是恩典是使人活的
，and grace is what leads man to life.
其实你想一想，杀人呢，我们很多人都可以做得到。
You can stop and think about it. Killing someone, many of us can do.
但是你叫一个人从死里面复活呢？只有神能够做得到。
But if you want someone to be resurrected, only God can do so.
所以你看，这个在能力上面，其实恩典比此罪更强。
So in terms of power, grace is far, far more powerful than death.
不单只是这样子了。
Not only is it so.
16节告诉我们呢，恩典所遮盖的范围比此罪更大。
In verse 16, it tells you that grace can actually cover far more than death and the sin.
16节说，因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩典乃是由许多过犯而称义。
Verse 16 says, Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification.
这句圣经的比较呢，就是一次犯罪跟多次犯罪的好像一个比较。
This verse is really comparing the sinning once versus sinning multiple times.
一次犯罪，整个人类就被定罪，要死，面对死亡。
And commit a sin one time, and the entire human race would be sentenced to death.
但是恩典厉害的地方呢，它不只是赎一次的犯罪，它可以遮盖很多很多很多的罪，它都有这个能力去遮盖。
And the grace it has is powerful because it actually can cover a multitude of sin.
所以呢，这个就是恩典的最大的范围，可以其实是很广的，能够叫人称义。
And grace can cover so broad that actually can allow men to be righteous.
所以我们看十七节的时候呢，就是这一段的一个总结。
So when you look at verse 17, it's really the conclusion of this whole matter here.
十七节说，若一人的过犯死，就因这一人作王，何况那些受洪恩蒙所赐义的，岂不更因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
For if by the trespass of that one man, death reigned through that one man,How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteous reign in their life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
我希望你看这些圣经的时候呢，有留意到神的救恩的一个特别的地方。
And I hope that when you're reading through this and that you actually can see how the power, the special aspect of how God gives this grace.
我们都讲到我们众人在亚当里面犯罪。
We talk about we all had sinned through Adam.
这个是没有选择性的，我们就是在亚当身上。
This is not a matter of choice. We actually came through Adam.
但是呢，在十七节告诉我们呢，当神拯救人类的时候呢，其实不是每一个人都得到他的恩典哦，是只是接受他恩典的人呢，才进去，你可以说才进去耶稣基督的身体上面。
In this matter of grace is actually very different. Man has a choice whether or not they can actually enter into through Jesus Christ.
所以你可以说，救恩是我们可以选择的，你可以选择亚当做。在你在亚当身上，你也可以选择你在耶稣基督的身上。
So in a way, you can say that you can remain in Adam, or you can actually enter through Jesus, or enter into Jesus Christ.
你在谁身上，谁就确定谁做你的王。
In which whose body you're in would determine your outcome.
所以呢，我们最后呢，就来看。两个王国的比较了。
So now we actually look at the comparison between two different kingdoms.
这两个王国呢，有两个不同的土地。
There are two different kingdoms. There are two pieces of land within the kingdom.
第一块土地呢就是亚当，第二块土地呢就是耶稣基督。
The first piece of land is like through Adam. The other one is Jesus Christ.
如果你站在亚当身上的时候呢，十八节就告诉我们，我们因亚当一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
So if you're on Adam's side, in verse 18 it says, just as one man trespass resulted in condemnation for all people.
但是如果你站在耶稣基督身上的时候呢？十八节就说，照让因，其实就是讲到耶稣一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命。
If you stand on Jesus' side, verse 18 also says, also one righteous act results in justification and life for all people.
所以两个王国呢，有两块不同的土地。
So there are two different kingdoms and two different land.
这两块草地呢，也给我们两个不同的结果。
And these two different land would lead to two different consequences.
第一就是定罪致死。
And the first one is being condemned to death.
另外就是称义得生命。
And the other one is justification and obtain life.
两个王国里面呢，也有两种不同的国民。
So there are two different kingdoms and two different kind of people.
十九节里面呢，他讲到因一人的叛逆，众人都成为罪人。
And in verse 19, he verses, through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners.
所以如果你站在亚当的身上的时候呢，你就被定为一个罪人。
So if you actually stand on Adam's side, you'll be condemned as a sinner.
二十一节后面讲到了这些人呢是被罪所控制的，罪就是他的王。
The verse 21 is actually saying that these people is controlled by sin and sin is reign over them.
十九节继续的讲到了，因义人就是耶稣基督的顺从呢，众人也成为义了。
And verse 19 continues saying that through the obedience of one man, many will be made righteous.
这个人呢，如果你站在耶稣基督的身里面呢，你就是你的地位就是一个义人。
If you stand on Jesus' side, your position as a you will become a righteous man.
你的王，你这个王国的王呢，就是恩典。
Your kingdom, your victory, would really lead to grace.
这个恩典会职责义去管理你的。
And through this, within grace, it will be controlled, controlling us through righteousness.
当人问，人怎么可以由一个被罪控制的人变成一个行义的人呢？
Someone may ask, how can actually someone be under control by sin and become a righteous man?
我们一般人的反应就是用律法。
And actually, most people's reaction is through the law.
但是呢，如果你看二十节的时候呢，你就发现。
But if you read verse 20, you see that.
律法它二十节讲到本是外天的，它不是律法的功能不会使人行义的。
And actually, in verse 20, it says the law is brought in. Actually, the law can actually cannot allow the get us out of sin.
它不能使我们行义。
It cannot actually allow us to become righteous.
它律法的功能是叫过犯显多。
The purpose of the law was actually is only meant to reveal and actually allow sin to become even greater.
就是好像原本你看不见这个衣服很肮脏，但是如果我把灯开了，你就看见律法就好像这个光一样。
So originally, if you actually can't quite the dirty part of your clothing, once you turn on the light, actually reveal that actually the dirty part of your clothing.
所以其实二十节告诉我们呢，律法本来可以说比较是属于亚当这一边这个王国的，因为它的功能是把罪去显出来。
So the law is more like closer to what Adam is, because actually the law revealed the sin.
那么保罗就讲到，记述讲到了二十一节呢，这两个王国虽然是两个王国，但是两个王国不是同一样的势力的。
So we talk about these two reigning kingdom, but actually they're not the same because the power between these two reign is different.
他讲到二十一节，你可以说耶稣基督的这个王国呢，可以把罪这个王国吞下去。
So we talk about the Jesus reigning kingdom can actually overcome the reigning kingdom of the sin.
因为他讲到了罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。
Because he actually talked about just as sin.
二十节最后。
Oh, okay. Oh, so actually, when sin increased, grace increased all the more.
这边是讲到就是这个恩典是足够去解决所有罪的问题。
The power of grace can actually is insufficient to resolve all the problems from sin.
二十一节讲到呢，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也职责义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
In verse 21 says, so that just as sin reigned in death, it's also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我看到最后一节的时候呢，我一直觉得呢，这句话呢不太，我们说不太工整呢。
When I look at the verse 21, it just doesn't seem right.
就是没有 fully match, 就是 OK, 就是我举一个例啊，他说罪作王叫人死，那么如果你对下一，好像我对梁一样啊，对下一句你会怎么对？
So if I actually say, sin reigns in death, and actually.If actually you have do a more of a couplet, what would you say in the second sentence?
应该是义作王叫人活嘛。
So it should be like a righteous would reign so that actually man would have life.
但是呢，圣经二十一节却不是这样子说。
But that's not what it says in verse 21.
他说恩典执着义作王。
And it says grace by reign through righteousness.
为什么？圣经要坚持强调呢。
Well, why is it that the scripture emphasizes this way?
为什么在耶稣基督这个国里面是恩典作王，不是义作王呢？
Why is it in the kingdom of Jesus? Why is it grace reign rather than righteousness reign?
我想呢，如果圣经写是义作王的时候呢，我们马上又回答，就是 义是怎么来啊？这是律法产生呢。
So if we actually say righteous would reign, become king, then we would say how, where did righteousness come from, and that actually comes from law.
但是保罗想我们知道，其实这个义是从恩典里面来的。
But Paul wants us to know that actually righteousness came through grace.
在耶稣基督的国里面呢，律法是没有地位的。
So within the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the law has no position.
你可以说没有需要有律法的。
So you might say there's no need to have law.
只有有恩典的时候，人就会产生义。
So when there is grace, actually righteousness will be produced.
所以我们回到最开始的时候，我问一个问题，就是什么比罪更强呢？
So we go back to the first question I had is, what is stronger than sin?
答案就是恩典。
And the answer is grace.
人怎么可以脱离罪的控制呢？
How can man would not no longer be controlled by sin?
你其实就是要搬家。
And that the answer is you need to move.
你就要从亚当的身上搬去耶稣基督的身上。
And that is you have to move from the body of Adam to the body of Jesus Christ.
怎么可以搬家？
How can you move your home like that?
十七节他就告诉我们，当我们接受这个红恩，就是耶稣基督在十字架上面的恩典的时候，神就会把我们从亚当的身上搬到耶稣基督的身上。
The answer can be found in verse 17 when you actually receive God's abundant provision of grace, and then you can move from the body of Adam to the body of Jesus Christ.
当我们坚持搬家以后呢，罪就不能再控制你。
So when we move like this, sin no longer can reign over us.
罪不再是我们的王了。
And the sin no longer be our king.
我们会在恩典的管理底下。
We will be under the reign of grace.
在这个环境底下呢，人不需要律法的不需要律法，我们自然会产生这个义行的。
So we no longer need the law, we would automatically receive, we would have the manifestation of grace, of righteousness.
你说神的恩典，神的计划是不是很伟大呢？
So wouldn't you say the grace, that God's plan is so great?
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
当我们想到罪是剪纸算的时候，我们可能第一个反应就是觉得很不公平。
When we see that you we count it sin this way, our first reaction would be that this is not fair.
但是我们发现，原来恩典，原来义也是剪纸算的时候，我们心里面就感谢神。
But when we see that our grace and righteousness is counted the same way,we want to give you thanks.
因为我们人的确是没有这个能力去达到神的标准。
Because man has no power to reach the standard of God.
当我们去接受耶稣成为我们的救主的时候，神你就把我们放在这个恩典的王国底下。
But when we receive Jesus as our Savior, then you put us in the kingdom of God.
你告诉我们在恩典底下，主你会执着义去管理我们。
So we are now, if we are under the reign of grace, we will also be controlled by righteousness.
我们感谢神，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank our God and listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.